the Forest Service, in conjunction with other interior agencies, operates a training center.
It's right near Shepherdstown, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. Exactly. It's in Shepherdstown. And beautiful country, as we all know, who's been there. But it's a fabulous facility.
Feels a world away, doesn't it?
It literally, you know, interesting you'd say that. I mean, you cross the Maryland line.
Yeah.
And, you know, you go through Maryland, Virginia, and then you're in West Virginia in a matter of minute or so.
Yeah.
But as soon as you cross it, West Virginia, it's wild and beautiful. But there, one of the first signs I saw was Job Corps Center. You know, you don't see many of those around
right
here. And the main, there's a road, you know, like we have River Road and Annandale Park.
Right.
There is a road, Job Corps Road. You know, it's official. Different world. Met a lot of wonderful people there. Feds from OPM, believe it or not, in West Virginia. Coast Guard.
Really?
Agriculture has people, and of course, Interior has a large staff there. And this was an award ceremony that the Federal Executive Board for the Eastern Panhandle of West Virginia offers each year. And they honored people in the management category, professional, clerical, and it was a good time was had by all. Great sort of buffet lunch. And, you know, we talked to some people. I was the guest speaker, which is if you have no other talent, you make you the MC. You know? But just the nicest folks, as you'd expect, all love their jobs, just delighted to be working for the government. And the environment is fabulous. One guy said the worst part of his job was his 6-minute commute.
Right.
And I wept as I drove back to Washington. But it's right next to the Potomac River. And if you ever get a chance to go out there, it's worth seeing. And it's one, I think
it's an adorable little town.
Yes, I had no idea. Antique stores. And I mean, it's funny. People on the street really look like they're glad they're there. You know, so it was a nice weekend. And I made it kind of as a joke, you know, that I left the Beltway and discovered there is life outside of D.C. But in some respects, it's probably not a bad thing to do that from time to time.
Yeah. My stepfather's family lives out in Shepherdstown. And so I get out there occasionally, and it's just a delightful place.
Yeah.
Speaking of awards, we're doing the Causey Awards winners all week. And yesterday we got to talk to this wonderful lady who created this website, this like Wikipedia, but it looks at ethics questions. And everyone's always questioning, you know, okay, can I do this? Can I not do that? I think sometimes there's so many awards programs out there, but it's great to recognize these people who have done phenomenal work.
And, you know, anytime you get involved, whatever your capacity, as a judge or just looking over these nominees in the federal category, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And finally you say, you know, I could stick a pin, and whoever gets it is going to be deserving of it.
Yeah.
One of the people that gets this award, and I had nothing to do with it, you know, the picking, happens to handle a $700 billion program, and the
$787 billion, no less,
to be precise, and they better not lose any of it.
$87 billion here or there,
and the woman from GSA was just not only charming. You see why she's at the top of her class, but she's part of those people who have reinvented GSA over the last few years, not giving any credit to any particular administration. But GSA, for a long time, although they did good work, it was a political dumping ground.
Right.
And if you had a cousin or a ne'er-do-well nephew, you put him in GSA and they took care of him for a while. But it's become sort of the model for what a business-like federal agency should look like and should operate.
Well, and with Neil Barofsky, you know, we're recognizing human capital issues. Neither one of them are specifically HR people. And I was so delighted to see most of the winners aren't specifically HR people, and yet the role of HR is really much more expansive than just the HR department.
That's right. She pointed out that she's not an HR person, so she drew on the best of the staff, and they said, what's going to work here? And one of the things they had is something equivalent to speed dating, but it was speed interviewing. And just, you know, really innovative stuff.
Yeah.
Some interesting things going on in government.
And so your turn this week.
We're going to have Rebecca Schreiber. She's a very well-known financial planner in the area, and she concentrates on young people. And I asked her, what's her definition of young? And she looked at me. Clearly, I didn't make it. But I would say 40 and below.
Mm,
but she concentrates on those people. But she's got some good financial advice. And, you know, I mean, look at what's happened to the world in the last month. A volcano in Iceland? Who knew? You know, an oil spill in the Gulf, the possible meltdown of Greece and some other countries. I mean, it's just watching the financial markets can make you very nervous. But she's going to, you know, talk about that a little bit.
A lot of these gut check moments, aren't there?
Well, you're right. And then Jessica Clement from the Federal Managers Association, great. She's going to talk about a variety of things, where pending legislation is, what are the outlook. I mean, we all thought that telework bill was a slam dunk, and it turned out, as you pointed out, there's some problems with it. From the Congressional Budget Office said this will be fine, but it'll cost you several hundred million dollars over a few years to implement, so that's a problem. And she also wants to talk about the state of the national security personnel system, you know, the defense thing where they're rolling people back and taking them out of the categories they were in and putting them back as close as they can to their grade. And the irony of it is, as you well know, many people were dragged kicking and screaming into this thing. Now, 3 years into it, they like it, and they're being dragged kicking and screaming out of the NSPS.
When you had the best way of describing it, which was it's trying to put toothpaste back in the tube.
And
it's not easy.
Yeah, I don't envy the people that are doing this because it's.
But they're ahead of schedule.
They didn't invent it. As my kids used to say, they didn't go to do it, but now they're undoing it.
Your turn. You can hear it each and every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.